Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening on this first day of the new month of November. Thank you for spending this time with me as we continue to define the words of the Bible. I am praying that I can do this for you in a way that is practical. It is my desire to relate the Word of God to your life down in the complexities of everyday existence. And to this end, we've been talking about conflict in families. On Monday, we will move on to another word, but let's pull together everything our father Abraham has taught us as he reached out to his nephew Lot in a successful effort to bring a peaceful resolution into a conflict arising between Lot and himself. The text has been Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. I will not reread that now, but I encourage you to go back and read through it. And I advise you to push beyond verse 12 and read about what happens to Abram and Lot, and focus especially on verses 13 through 17 of Genesis 13. Notice what Abram receives from God. This weekend, read Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Also read Genesis chapter 14. The bottom line is, God blesses Abram for the decision he made to 1. Initiate resolution to the conflict, 2. To correctly identify why he had conflict with Lot, 3. To step back and allow Lot to choose what land Lot wanted, and 4. To be motivated by peace. Abram was a peacemaker, and God blessed him for that. You can read about this in Genesis chapters 13 and 14. I find all of this convicting. Do you? In this series, I have said there are multiple ways to approach arguments in families. Two of the most popular are to ignore the conflict and either hope it just goes away or to learn to live with it. Second, to enter into the conflict in a very combative way, telling off the members of your own flesh and blood, really setting them straight. I've observed both in families, and both approaches are quite destructive. I favor the biblical way, modeled for us by this man Abram. It's a better alternative by far to the ones just described. And I offer this to you for your prayerful consideration as you seek to navigate what's troubling you about your family. If you would like to discuss this further with me, drop me an email or post a letter to my post office box. I'm willing to listen to your conflict and to offer you support, prayer, and more biblical wisdom as you enter into it and seek a resolution. Or maybe you have a question or comment for me. I will be glad to receive those. I pray that what I have shared with you from my understanding of Genesis 13 will be of encouragement and help to you. Family life is rarely easy, and family dynamics are a great burden to many people, including Christians. You're not alone today. There is help and there is hope for you. Reach out to me or someone else you trust. Seek counsel. Others can help you figure out what to do in response to familial conflict to make your home a more peaceful place. Abram, whose name was changed by God to Abraham, is a remarkable man in many ways. But sometimes this conflict he had with Lot gets ignored when we think about who Abraham was. But I believe there are at least these four lessons he teaches us in this passage. You might see more. Good. And now the question is, will we follow his lead and address the conflicts in our families? Oh, I pray we will. And I also pray you will join me again on Monday for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.